Dear visitor, we welcome you to the Church of Carmine. This guide was created by the Jonathan Livingston Association ODV with the patronage of the municipality of Carini, thanks to the funds of the National Recovery and Resilience Plan of the Ministry of Culture, included in Mission 1, Digitization, Innovation, Competitiveness, Culture, and Tourism, and Component 3, Tourism and Culture 4.0. We are honored that you have chosen to visit this place. We will accompany you inside and tell you its story. The Church of Carmine of Carini represents one of the most significant testimonies of the religious and cultural heritage of the city. Founded between 1566 and 1571, this structure is not only a place of worship, but also a historical, artistic, and social landmark. Construction of the church began in the second half of the 16th century, when the provincial chapter of the Carmelites decided to establish a house in Carini as part of their expansion in Sicily. Baron Vincenzo II La Grua Talamanca provided the land and a group of houses for the construction of the convent and church. Friar Antonio del Bosco, cousin of the baron and vicar of the convent, was among the main promoters of the project. The exterior of the Church of Carmine di Carini has a sober elegance, typical of Sicilian religious architecture of the second half of the 16th century. The facade and surrounding elements combine simplicity and harmony, reflecting the spiritual function and connection to the historical and social context of the local community. The main facade, while restrained compared to the interior decorations, has a balanced composition that expresses the essentiality of the Renaissance style with local influences. As you look up to your left, your gaze slides over one of the most distinctive elements of the exterior, the bell tower, a work that combines elements of Arab and Renaissance styles, creating a unique combination. The tower is built on several levels, each decorated with string course cornices. The arched openings, designed to house the bells, are Arabesque in style, a testament to the Islamic cultural influence still present in Sicilian architecture. The tower houses harmonious bells, whose sound marks time and accompanies liturgical celebrations. Adjacent to the church is the Carmelite convent, with which the religious structure is closely connected. The convent is connected to the church by a door located inside the sacristy, which leads directly into the convent's cloister. The use of local materials and the consistent style between church and convent reflect the design unity of the entire complex. The exterior of the church also tells the story of an evolving community. The church was built thanks to pious bequests and donations, including from the noble La Grua family. These contributions testify to Carmine's importance as a spiritual and social center. Although the exterior has been restored on several occasions, it still retains much of its original features, offering an authentic insight into the architecture of the period. Looking at the exterior of the Church of Mount Carmel, there is a sense of solemnity and simplicity. The bell tower, stone stairs, and entrance portal invite the visitor to enter a sacred space, while the architectural details, while essential, speak of a devout and beauty-conscious community. The exterior of the Carmine Church is a perfect example of how 16th-century Sicilian religious architecture combines harmony, functionality, and spirituality. Its sober lines and attention to detail reflect a deep respect for tradition and worship, making this church not only a place of prayer but also a symbol of Carini's history and cultural identity. But now, dear visitor, I invite you to enter its interior. Entering the Church of Carmine in Carini, you are immersed in an environment that combines the solemnity of worship with artistic refinement. The interior, with a single nave with side chapels and a majestic choir, is enriched by frescoes, sculptures, and decorations that tell a story of faith and beauty. The interior of the church features a spacious hall with a royal vault, designed to emphasize verticality and luminosity. The rectangular floor plan of the nave guides the eye toward the high altar, creating a strong sense of depth. The recently restored barrel vault dominates the space. It was originally entirely decorated with monochromatic arabesques and figures painted by Giuseppe Brusca and the school of Vincenzo Blandino. Although some of these decorations have been lost, the remaining fragments in the side walls and chancel offer insight into the artist's mastery. Each side of the nave has deep chapels dedicated to saints and significant moments in the Carmelite tradition. The frescoes, although not completely preserved, tell a refined and spiritual artistic language. The black and white decorations typical of Brusca's style, stand out for their precision of detail and ability to create depth and dynamism with limited use of color. Continuing down the nave, the gaze rests on the high altar, the focal point of the entire church. This sacred space represents the centerpiece of liturgical celebrations and a concentration of art and spirituality. Above it, the choir rises majestically, housing an ancient organ that amplifies the solemn atmosphere of the entire room. But we will describe it in detail as soon as we get there. Now I invite you to place your gaze along the side walls of the nave of the Church of the Carmine. On its sides are 8 chapels, 4 on each side, each dedicated to a saint or a scene from the Christian tradition. These chapels represent a spiritual and artistic journey, where every element, from paintings to statues, from stucco to decorations, tells a story of devotion and beauty. The first chapel on the left houses the statues Saint Cosmas and Saint Damian. The statues, dating from the 17th century by an unknown author, are carved with attention to anatomical details and drapery, expressing the dignity and faith of the two martyrs. The saints are venerated for their martyrdom and healing work. The vault of the chapel retains traces of pictorial decoration, depicting symbols of medicine and scenes of their martyrdom. The second chapel to the left is dedicated to Our Holy Virgin of Carmine, a focal point of Carmelite devotion. The work in the center of the chapel depicts a sacred scene centered on the Holy Virgin and Child, identifiable as the Virgin of Trapani, one of the most venerated Marian icons in Sicily associated with the Carmelite order. The Virgin is placed in the center of the composition, dressed in white and blue, with the child Jesus in her arms, wearing a royal crown and holding an object in her hand, a symbol of divine power. Around her are several religious figures belonging to the Carmelite order, recognizable by their traditional dress, consisting of a brown tunic and a white cloak. The friar with the torch, top left, represents Saint John of the Cross, doctor of the church, and great Carmelite mystic who contributed to the reform of the order. The torch he holds symbolizes spiritual illumination and fervor of faith. The friar with the lily, right, is Saint Angelo of Sicily, a much venerated Carmelite martyr known for his sacrifice in defense of the Christian faith. The nun with the crown of thorns, bottom left, is identified with Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, a Florentine mystic of the Carmelite order, famous for her ecstatic experiences and her desire to participate in the Passion of Christ. The crown of thorns symbolizes her union with the sufferings of Jesus. The nun next to the bishop, kneeling in the center of the composition, represents Saint Teresa of Avila, the great reformer of Carmel. Her prayerful gesture and ecstatic expression are consistent with the numerous mystical visions she described in her writings. The bishop, seated on the right, recognizable by his crozier and mitre, is Saint Albert of Trapani, one of the most venerated Carmelite saints in Sicily, known for his life of holiness and the miracles attributed to his intercession. The work emphasizes the Carmelite order's devotion to Our Holy Virgin of Trapani, depicting its main saints and mystics in an attitude of veneration. The presence of the bishop underlines the link between the church and the order, while the specific iconographic attributes of each figure guide the viewer in identifying the characters and the spiritual meaning of the work. Just above the canvas, there is a pictorial ornamentation in monochrome style, typical of Grisaille, with a strong symbolic character. In the center of the decoration is a shield with a superimposed royal crown and the typical emblem of the Carmelite order, within it the letter M representing the name of Mary. The two putti on either side of the coat of arms hold in their hands a scroll with the Latin inscription, De Cori Carmeli et Advocata Nostra. The phrase, written in elegant classical characters, means ornament of Carmel and our advocate. This motto is a reference to the Virgin Mary, who is venerated in Carmel as the flower of Carmel and the advocate of the order and its faithful. But now, kind visitor, I invite you to continue your visit. The third chapel on the left houses above the altar with marble inserts a valuable gilded wooden statue of Saint Anne with the Madonna Child, dating back to the 16th century. The depiction of Saint Anne is of great sweetness and realism. The details of the faces and hands convey deep tenderness, while the gilded robes enhance the sacredness of the scene. On the side walls of the chapel are two canvases by an unknown author. The stucco decoration, co the two side cherubs, and the presence of floral elements frame the chapel, creating a sense of intimacy and recollection. The fourth chapel on the left is dedicated to Virgin of Carmelo. The chapel has a marble altar with an elegant tabernacle above it. In the center of the wall, set in a marble frame, we see a painting of Virgin Carmel. The Virgin is depicted in the center, sitting on a throne with the baby Jesus in her arms. The Virgin is wearing a light-colored dress with a blue cloak, while the child is dressed in white. The Virgin is holding the Carmelite scapular, a distinctive element of the cult linked to the Carmelites. At the feet of the Virgin, there are saints of the Carmelite order, recognizable by their habits. On the left, a monk kneeling in the typical habit of the order receives the scapular from the Virgin. On the right, another monk dressed in a white tunic and dark cloak holds a pastoral staff, indicating an important ecclesiastical office. At the bottom, you can see open books, symbolizing doctrine and spirituality. On the side walls of the chapel are two paintings by an unknown artist, framed with stucco and gold. Dear visitor, I invite you now to continue your visit towards the high altar. The altar is made of local marbles of different shades, creating an elegant and harmonious color contrast. The surfaces are embellished with geometric and floral inlays, executed with great skill. In the center of the main altar, there is a wooden statue of the Virgin of Carmel. This simulacrum depicts the Virgin holding with her right hand the Sabbatine scapular, a symbol of protection and redemption, and with her left hand holding the baby Jesus. The statue, characterized by expressive delicacy and attention to detail in the drapery, is a work that invites devotion. Around the statue, gilded elements and refined stucco amplify the effect of light and sacredness. Above the altar, a broken tympanum houses angelic figures that seem to guard and protect the sacred space. Turning our gaze upward, behind the high altar, the magnificence of the choir looms over the wall, a place designed for liturgical singing and spiritual meditation. The organ, made by La Grassa, is a masterpiece of late Baroque craftsmanship. The organ pipes, arranged symmetrically, rise upward, creating a visually impressive effect. The wooden case that covers the chancel floor on which the organ is placed also acts as a parapet where the gratings made in the style of the women's gallery are inserted. The whole structure, made of carved and gilded wood, decorated with floral motifs and musician angels to emphasize the musical function of the space, seems to be supported by the four Doric-style columns that are frescoed on the back wall. The altar floor is made of local stone, simple but elegant, and contrasts with the decorative richness of the chancel. The walls of the high altar are decorated with monochrome frescoes, attributed to Giuseppe Brusca, made with the 17th century grisaille technique through charcoal and lime pigments that imitate sculptural relief. These paintings, characterized by dramatic chiaroscuro and a sober but expressive play of light and shadow, depict figures of Carmelite prelates and saints, immersed in dynamic compositions with diagonal lines and theatrical gestures typical of the Baroque. The figures, rendered with anatomical precision and elaborate drapery, seem to emerge from the plaster thanks to shades of gray that accentuate volume and depth, while the absence of color, in addition to creating an atmosphere of austere recollection, could allude to a spiritual symbolism linked to the Counter-Reformation. Continuing our visit, the first chapel located to the right of the altar is dedicated to the Most Holy Crucifix. Above the altar, covered with marble inlays, inside the frescoed niche with the background of a soft curtain with gold pendulous elements, stands the wooden statue of a crucifix by an unknown author datable to the 1600s. The second chapel, placed immediately after, is dominated by the canvas of Saint Joseph dreaming, a work depicting the moment when the angel appears to Joseph in a dream. The canvas is characterized by warm and soft tones. The work conveys intimacy and serenity. The angel is depicted with delicate lines that contrast with Joseph's robustness. The canvas is set in a gilded stucco frame, adorned with cherubs and floral motifs. The third chapel on the right is dedicated to Saint Elias, the prophet considered one of the spiritual founders of the Carmelite order. The statue depicts Saint Elias in a moment of contemplation. With the scripture book open, Saint Elias conveys a sense of spiritual strength. The statue is carved in wood and painted in bright colors. Iconographic elements, such as the chariot of fire and the prophetic mantle, emphasize Saint Elias' role in the Christian tradition. The last chapel, located to the right of the entrance gate, is dedicated to Saint Paulinus. The statue, placed inside the niche framed by gilded stucco, is situated above the painted wooden altar with a marble decoration, is a sculptural work of remarkable artistic and historical quality made of carved wood. The figure of Saint Paulinus is depicted dressed in traditional bishop's robes, which include a mitre on his head and a crozier, the bishop's staff, in his left hand, symbolizing his ecclesiastical authority. The side chapels are not only spaces dedicated to prayer, but true treasure troves of art and symbolism. Each chapel is adorned with stucco decorations, which frame the main works and enrich the walls and vaults. Although many frescoes have been lost, some traces remaining on the side walls testify to the refinement of the original decorations. The side chapels of the Church of Carmel are a journey through devotion and sacred art. Each one tells a unique story related to the faith and culture of Carini, offering visitors an experience of beauty and spirituality. Every detail, from statues to canvases, from stucco to frescoes, is an invitation to reflect and immerse oneself in a world of grace and artistry. Dear visitor, we thank you for visiting this place and invite you to continue your journey to discover the history and architecture of the city of Carini.